This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, we'll get you on the air right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'd love to hear from you. And we are joined in studio this morning by our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing very well, Sean. How are you?
Doing great, Andy. Great to see you. Malia, how are you today?
Great, just waiting for those summer days to start.
Yeah, I know. It's been
tomorrow,
the weekend. We're getting slowly but surely. And what's going to happen is there's going to be a switch thrown. It's going to be like a furnace out there, and we're all going to be saying, gosh, why is it so hot? I wish it were, but yeah.
Sean summer, said it first.
Yeah, exactly. You can blame me. So we're going to be talking this week about things like Social Security and, of course, the kind of a component of your retirement planning and, of course, when to begin taking that benefit. Before we get to that, a couple of things to keep in mind. We mentioned, of course, our friends from Kloss Financial come to us from Kloss, and the cool thing about them is they don't charge you for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. All you got to do to set that up is pick up the phone. You can give them a call at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also learn more about them online at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial, how they can help you and the different divisions they have. Also, when you're at the website, klaasfinancial.com, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. So if you missed part of today's show, maybe you've missed a recent show, you can, of course, stay current by getting connected at Kloss Financial with that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Another great thing that we do on the show is the Kloss quiz question of the week, and we'll be doing one this week. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Cabela's. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, though, let's take a look at last week's Kloss quiz question week and not only get the question, but the answer as well.
Yes, thanks everyone for listening, and congrats to John from Madison, who was last week's winner. So last week's question was, in retirement, are most distributions from pensions federally taxable? And the answer was yes, most are federally taxable. Though on a side note, at the state level, this can actually vary, so depending on where you live, you may or may not owe state taxes on top of what you're already paying to the feds. But unfortunately, that doesn't apply to Wisconsin.
And last week's, as we mentioned, last week's show, a lot of great information as always as well. If you missed any of that program, I would definitely urge you to get to klaasfinancial.com and listen to last week's show as well. And again, we're going to be doing another Kloss quiz question a week a little bit later on in this program. $25 gift card for Cabela's. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. So as we're kind of talking about retirement and future income in retirement, of course, Social Security is an important component of that. So how much, I think a lot of people wonder, is how much does it really matter when we begin taking that Social Security benefit?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And on top of that question, we thought this morning we'd ask a few more so people can kind of put themselves in the position of asking this question and understanding the potential realities. So, you know, let's talk about, first of all, how likely are you to live and enjoy a long retirement? Now, of course, nobody knows the answer to that, but that's what you have to first ask yourself. We've got clients who say, I want to retire yesterday. And we've got the other clients on the other end of the spectrum saying, I'm going to work till I'm 75 or older. So that's really, you need to start asking yourself that question. The fact is, the average length of retirement in the United States is about 18 years. So obviously there's a spectrum on that as well, but it's good to understand we're looking at potentially 18 to sometimes 25 years or more of people being retired. Next question is, how long are you or your spouse probably going to live? Again, no one knows the answer to that, but we understand with our own family's longevity and also medical advances that has greatly increased for people. The fact is that life expectancy for men in the U.S. is currently around 76 years old. Women is around 81. And if you're already 65, those numbers increase. The age goes up to 84 for men and 86 for women. Now, I can't tell you how many clients we currently serve that are well into their 90s. And, you know, when we're looking at how long is that retirement income, whether it be Social Security or your own investments, going to last, age does play a factor in that. So if your retirement begins sooner and it lasts longer, what if you or your spouse live longer than you planned? So that's the question, the million-dollar question. Will your savings be enough to support a potential 30-year environment? So the bottom line is this. If you have any worries about your own financial security for your retirement, you probably need to consider thinking about the age 70 as the new 65 when we start talking about Social Security and when we're going to begin it. So just thinking about your future benefit, we hear people say, well, the one thing I know about Social Security is I can start taking it at 62. And that's absolutely true. But the question really is, when is the best time financially to start taking your benefit? So, we look at people, if you're single or you're the higher earner in your marriage, if you start taking it at 62, your monthly payout is going to be 25% to 30% less than what it would be if you wait till your full retirement age. Full retirement age depends on the year you were born. Andy's going to talk a little bit about that, but it's generally at this point age 66 or 67 for many people. And if you take your Social Security early and you die before your spouse, his or her survivor's benefit is going to be lower too. Mm. So again, there's just a lot of things to take into consideration before you just turn on your Social Security. So what we would suggest, a better plan, is if you wait till age 70. And we've talked about these before on the show as far as the delayed retirement credits. So every year that you wait one more year between your full retirement age and age 70, you can increase your own benefit by as much as 8%. And Andy, nor I, or anyone else that works at our firm can guarantee you an 8% return for your retirement income like Social Security can. So the fact is you just have to not take your benefit as soon as, is available to you. And that's the first thing people say is, I know I can start taking it, so shouldn't I?
It's so
a lot of things to think about.
Very good information. Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget, you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Stop on and set up an appointment right now. Get on that phone, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for Malia and Andy, they are here to answer them for you. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with our friends from Kloss Financial. Talk about, you heard Malia mention FRA, your full retirement age. We'll talk a little bit about that 8% increase and full retirement age. We'll find out all the details next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We are joined by Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow. They are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also, if you have questions for Malia and Andy, they are here to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about Social Security, and of course, doesn't matter when you take the benefit. And if, as we've learned, Malia was telling us, it does matter. And we've been talking about that guaranteed 8%. So with that, when it comes to that 8% increase, how does that kind of play into that with your age and the full retirement age? And what do we need to know there, Andy?
Yeah, let me start by saying that if you have not gone to the website, www.ssa.gov, please do so. Not only is it a great resource, but you can also print your statements there, and you may have noticed those don't show up in the mail anymore, no. So you actually have to go to that website, log in, and if you want to print them out, you can do that. So not only can you log in to view your account, you can figure out what your full retirement age is and what benefit is going to be available to you. Now, you may remember, or as a reminder, full retirement age, or as we like to call it, FRA, is not the same age for everyone. It's actually determined by your day and year of birth. And it is the age when you are eligible to receive your full amount of Social Security benefits. So if you are looking at a statement that you printed, or maybe an old one, that's going to be the number that you see at the top right of that very first page. So trying to keep this simple, an example would be that if you were born between 1943 and 1954, according to Social Security, your full retirement age is 66. What that means is that if you start receiving benefits at age 66, you'll get 100% of your monthly benefit. Now, if you decide to delay receiving retirement benefits until after your full retirement age, your monthly benefit continues to increase. These are what Malia referred to as delayed retirement credits, or DRCs. The increase then is based on your date of birth and the number of months you delay starting your retirement benefits. So going back to our example of somebody with an FRA at 66, if you start receiving benefits at, let's say, age 67, you'll actually get 108% of the monthly benefit because you delayed getting those benefits for 12 months. Now, if you wait until age 70, you'll get 132% of the monthly benefit because now you're delaying for 48 months. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, 8% per year, that sounds amazing. Why don't I delay past age 70? And that would be great, but unfortunately, once you reach age 70, those monthly increases actually stop. So that's why we generally tell people there's almost no reason not to pull your benefits once you hit age 70. And as Malia referenced, you can, of course, start it at age 62 if you choose to. But given everything we just talked about, that's generally not the best idea because your benefits are going to be significantly reduced.
Definitely something to take note of for sure. Andrew Yardrow and, of course, Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, with us this morning. If you have questions for them, they'd love to answer for you. Give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. I know Social Security, there's always a lot of questions around that. We've got the folks to get those questions answered by in studio right now for you. Don't forget as well, you can always find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And it seems like there's kind of a balance here. Then the question is, 62, wait till 70. Obviously, there's great encouragement. So when is the right time to be collecting your Social Security? And is waiting, is that always the right answer?
Yeah, so there's the financially prudent answer, and then there's reality. And so as people that listen to our show regularly know, I try to point out the realities too. So the first thing for each individual is, as Andy said, you need to go to the SSA.gov website and figure out when your full retirement is. That's the starting point. Then you need to determine how much income your other investments and retirement accounts are likely to bring to you on a yearly basis. And also, are you going to have a spouse or a partner who's also going to be working part-time, and that's going to equate into your monthly income? And let me just say this. If you retire and you leave someone at home who's not, you know, you're retired and you're watching someone leave every morning to go to work, they're not really happy about that. That's what we're hearing from our clients. So you want to make sure that if that income, that working income, is part of the mix, you want to know how long that's even going to last. We talked about the delayed retirement credits, definitely something to take into mind, but waiting longer can increase the amount you receive over your lifetime. But with what's important for your family may be different. You might have to consider your health issues that you might have, how long people are really going to be living, how closer to what we've described as into your 80s. If your parents and grandparents didn't live past 75, it may make sense for you to start drawing them earlier. You need to think about your goals, the kind of lifestyle you want in retirement, and ultimately, after you've considered all these factors, it's only useful if you figure out what makes sense in your particular situation, not what the media tells you or your neighbor tells you. You need to look at every component.
Very good stuff. Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardro are retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial up on the website. A couple of links to point out there. Of course, you can learn about their three separate divisions on the website, klausfinancial.com. Also, if you scroll down to the bottom, little envelope there says Stay Current. That's your place to subscribe, which I've done, to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. We know you're busy in the morning, dropping the kids off. Maybe you're picking up some coffee, doing those type of things. You step out of the car, you may have missed something. It's a great opportunity to stay current with Money in Motion, of course, Klaus Financial. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Andy and take more of your calls, as well as do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here in 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Andy Yardro and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial this morning. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Also want to hold on to that number because a little bit later on in the segment, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. So as we were talking a little bit earlier just about longevity and life expectancies here in the United States, is this something that, for example, if you're a woman, you should maybe be thinking about approaching Social Security and taking those benefits differently than if you were a man, for example?
Yeah, my answer to that would be perhaps, and mainly because we know that women typically do live longer than men, and it can really make it important to make up for that loss of income in the later years. So again, that would definitely make waiting longer to claim your Social Security an attractive strategy to help combat that. For example, take a single woman who, instead of claiming benefits at 62, decides to wait until 70. By waiting those extra 8 years, she actually increases the amount she'll get in her lifetime by an average of 18%. And that's actually according to research done by a Stanford economist. So in other words, what that means for a high income earner is potentially about $70,000 of additional lifetime income, which is pretty significant.
That is pretty significant, as for sure. Definitely interesting numbers there. And of course, we are joined by Andy and Malia this morning, our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions, of course, we do this each and every Thursday right at 8 o'clock. Get on the lines early. As a matter of fact, Steve joins us this morning. Steve, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardro from Klaus Financial.
Morning, Steve.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I have a question. I'm 62 and a half, and I could retire any day now. Once I get to that next level, say 65, do I get more money or do I stay at that level of 62 and a half?
That's a great question. So quick answer would be yes. So each year you wait up to your full retirement age, you are getting closer to receiving that, what we talked about earlier, that 100% at age 66 or 66 some months or 67. And then if you decide to wait beyond that, that's where those 8% per year delayed retirement credits would start kicking in. So yeah, we definitely encourage you to evaluate that, because your income will get higher the longer you wait.
Right. But if I was to retire, would I stay at that same level at 62 and a half once I get to 65 or 67?
Are you thinking about like COLA? Is that what he's...
Are you talking, Steve, if you, let's say you retired now but didn't claim your benefits, would they stay the same or would they increase?
No, if I did claim my benefits, once I reach that next tier, would my pay go up or would it stay the same?
It would stay the same. I mean, it would go up a little bit each year based on cost of living adjustments. But yeah, your benefit at 62, if you retired today, claimed it today, it would be permanently reduced.
And it depends what kind of income he possibly is making as well.
True.
During that time period. So because of the average of the 35 years. So a lot of different factors at play that could affect the benefit if you just stopped working and didn't collect, or continued working and waited a little longer to collect.
Great question, Steve, and thank you for your call. Just a couple more things before we get to the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Just things when it comes to kind of, as we're talking about the reality of these things, let's talk about at what age most Americans are retiring, and of course, when are most people taking Social Security?
Right. So the theme this morning was, if possible, try to wait. But we like to balance it with reality. So many working Americans today actually expect to retire at age 66. However, the reality is most of them are actually retiring sooner. So it's been actually closer to 61 since 2011. So what we see now is that the fact is that 34% of people actually claim Social Security at 62. And 57% actually claim it before their full retirement age. We want all of our listeners to be different and try to wait if possible, only because we want to see their benefits higher. But again, balancing your reality with your future income is really the most important thing. So speak to your financial advisor and Social Security to try to figure out what the best time for you is to collect.
Great guidance. As always, Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're going to hold on to that telephone number as well because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cabela's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the name of the website where you can check your Social Security benefit at? Telephone number 442-5637. First call, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card to Cabela's. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's telephone number right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Again, their number 442-5637 and online, klaasfinancial.com. Andy, Malia, great to see both of you guys. Take care.
You too.
Thanks.
See you guys. And of course, Dr. Hemkiss comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.